From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio with you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program. Today, I want us to focus a bit on God's care for His own. God's care for His children. And when I'm talking about His own or His children, I'm talking about those who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You know, every now and then you'll hear somebody say, well, we are all the children of God. Well, that's not necessarily true. Certainly God has created every one of us, but the only way really to become a child of God is through faith in Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26 says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. By faith in Christ Jesus. And so when we are talking about God's care for His own, or God's care for His children today, we're talking about those who are born again, Bible-believing Christians. And back in the Old Testament book of the Psalms, Psalm 84 and verse 11, and then of course verse 12, which follows it up, we find these words. Listen to them carefully. Psalm 84, verse 11, and then verse 12, to follow it up, says this. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. That's Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. And this is a passage of scripture that I can recall my home pastor taught me over 50 years ago when I was growing up in Fayette County, Western Pennsylvania. And truly, this is a tremendous passage to take into consideration. The Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. There are three things we see in there concerning God's care for His own. First of all, God gives physical protection. Look at the first part of the verse. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. That's talking about the fact that it is God who gives us physical protection. In the Middle East, particularly when this particular psalm was written, we would find, if we could look back to that particular time as well, as it is the same today, that the sun can become very, very hot, and those who are under that sun can burn terribly. And I don't know about you, but I've had some heavy sunburns over my 70-plus years of life on earth. I'm a fair-skinned individual, and I burn easily. And so, you know, this is what the psalmist was talking about. The fact that even though that sun beats down upon us, God is still there to protect us. And the lesson that we learn from this is that God does protect us in the heat of life, no matter what that heat may be. Now, I realize that sometimes we've got to go through the heat. I know that sometimes we must go through the difficulties. But as we are going through that time of heat, and as we go through the storms of life, physically speaking, God is there to protect us and to provide for us. And remember, He will never allow us to go through anything that He does not give us the strength to face. Sure, we might have physical infirmities. Sure, we might get that sunburn, as it were. But the fact of the matter is, God is there to take care of us, and we can trust Him for that. I love that song entitled, Till the Storm Passes By. The chorus goes like this. Now, I'm not going to sing it to you, but I will read you the words. It says, till the storm passes by, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. We can rest assured that no matter what it is we go through, that God will protect us. And if anything does touch us, if anything does harm us, that is all under the protective care of God, who is working all things together for our good and for his glory. Secondly, in Psalm 84:11, we see that God gives spiritual provision. Not only does he give physical protection, but he gives spiritual provision. Again, the verse says this, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." You know, we can thank God for the fact that he gives us grace. Where would we be without the grace of God? The grace of God is the fact that he is bent over backwards to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve. And he also, through his grace, provides for us a sustenance that we do not deserve. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 talks about God's grace in salvation. And I know that you know that passage of Scripture quite well, where it says this, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." How we ought to thank God for the grace that he has given us so that we might have salvation. But God also gives us grace to stand in the difficulties of life. Remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, when the Apostle Paul was facing that thorn in the flesh, God told Paul, "I'm not going to take away your thorn, but I'm going to give you something better. I'm going to give you my grace." And that's where the Lord said to the Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." The fact of the matter is, God does give us grace for salvation and for sustenance, and we can thank him for that, but he also gives glory. Look at the verse. Psalm 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." That's an interesting word, the fact that God gives us glory. What is that talking about? It is talking about our eternal experience with him in heaven. Remember Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 talks a little bit about that, where it tells us there very, very clearly that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. You see, that's why I often say, keep looking up, because the best is yet to come. Simply speaking, God does give spiritual provision through giving us grace, through giving us glory to anticipate when we see him face to face. And that is one of the tremendous reasons why it's a great thing to be a Christian. So God gives physical protection. Secondly, God gives spiritual provision. But thirdly, God gives personal promises. Again, look at Psalm 84:11. "The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." And here it is, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." What a verse that is. What a statement that is. "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Think about that. Now, those who walk uprightly are those who are saved, those who are walking with the Lord, those who are living in fellowship with God. And what this is teaching us is that no good thing basically refers to that which benefits our spiritual life. In other words, no matter what we are going through in life, when we walk uprightly, when we are saved, and when we are walking in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever it is that God causes, allows, and directs to come into our life, it is for our good. Remember Romans 8:28, teaching us that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. How we can thank the Lord for the fact that his personal promises are upon us constantly. I think that song, Standing on the Promises. You know, there are many promises that God has given us in His Word. There is a promise for every day. There's a promise for every situation. There's a promise for every trial we face. Because, you see, God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. His promises are true. How we can thank the Lord for the fact that God gives physical protection to His own children, the fact that God gives spiritual provision to His own children, and the fact that God gives personal promises to His own children. The reality of it is, God always has our best in mind, no matter what it is He causes, allows, or directs in our lives. And as we go through this life, no matter what the trial or the circumstance may be that we are facing, He will provide all that we need. He will care for us beyond our complete imagination. And so, therefore, we must trust Him and we must praise Him. As verse 12 of Psalm 84 says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. So, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know that no matter what it is you're going through, God is in control. He will give you the physical protection that you need. And if there is a physical ailment, even through that, God will care for you. He will give you the spiritual provision that you need through grace and the glory that is to come. That's all a reminder of His protection and care. And then He will give you many personal promises to claim as you go through the difficulties of this life. Oh, beloved, it's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. I trust that you know the Lord Jesus. If you don't, please call upon His name and ask Him to save you. And then as a Christian, remember, God cares for you. In fact, God cares more for you than you care for yourself. Thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up. Jesus could come again today.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.